Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day to all of you ladies. We have some roses over there on the table if you'd like to take one as you head out. And this morning, I will promise you that I am not going to be preaching on the Day of Doom. But if you'd like to read about the Day of Doom, you can read a transcript in the newspaper later on if that's what makes your day. No, we're going to be talking about a very special mom this morning. Peter's mother-in-law, not only a mom, but a mother-in-law. And our scripture text is taken from Mark chapter 1 in verse 31. We're going to be focusing on the last four words in that text, but I'll begin reading in verse 29 this morning. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she served them. Now, this was quite a busy and amazing day in our Lord's ministry. Jesus began his day by demonstrating his authority by teaching the Word of God in the synagogue on the Sabbath. While there, the Holy One of God cast out an unclean spirit. After that, our Lord healed Simon Peter's wife's mother of what Luke, a doctor, describes as a serious, quote, high fever. Then Jesus ends his day at what was technically the beginning of the new day at sundown for the Jews by healing many more folks. We see here our Lord's authority and our Lord's compassion. This morning, we shall focus on the service of Peter's mother-in-law. But first, we note that before she could do anything, she had to take Jesus' hand and allow herself to be lifted up. How true are the words of our Lord, "Without me, you can do nothing." Now imagine the struggle this dear woman would have had if she had tried to serve everyone with a high fever. Have you ever had to do that, ladies? Maybe entertain a house full of folks when you weren't feeling so well or when you were unusually tired? She would have been weak. She would have been weary. She would have been less alert to the needs of those around her. Maybe a bit preoccupied and impatient. And quite probably, she would have made everyone else sick. This is the picture of the ungodly woman. And it can be applied to men as well. The picture of a woman who is not whole without Christ. Now we come to the four words of our text. And she served them. That's what moms do. They serve while the rest of us take it for granted. Who did Peter's wife's mother serve? She served family, she served friends, and she served Jesus. First, Peter's mother-in-law served family. Peter was not a biological son, but a son-in-law. He was from nearby Bethsaida, but now he was so treated as a son that he also called Capernaum his home. His mother-in-law treated him as a son. Peter's mother-in-law not only kept a good home and was a virtuous woman in the mold of Proverbs 31, but she raised a fine Christian daughter who was faithful to Peter and her Lord. And we find her fine daughter almost 30 years later on the mission field with her husband Peter. And if tradition can be believed, and it's well attested, she was martyred with Peter in Rome. Whether biologically related or through marriage, the godly woman serves according to her ability and according to the measure of her love. Now, Peter's wife's mother not only served family, she also served friends. James and John were fellow fishermen with Simon and Andrew. And they had their quirks. They had short tempers. Perhaps before coming to the Lord, their mouths would be a little foul from time to time. And maybe they smelled a little fishy. But they were welcomed into the house as family. There is that mom in every time. The one who always has a household full of children or young people. All the kids in the neighborhood don't come there to see their friends. They come there, truth be told, to visit that mom and to learn from her wisdom. Therefore, she has influence, godly influence, as far as she cares to use it. It seems that may have been the case here. We don't find Jesus and the disciples at the home of the more well-to-do Mrs. Zebedee, but we find them here with Peter's mother-in-law, because that was a home where love lived. Now, we know very little for fact about her, but the scriptures do make the following assertions regarding the godly woman. She also rises while it is yet night, provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. You see, there it is again. She takes care of family, friends, even her servants, everybody in the house. Always an industrious homemaker. She extends her hand to the poor, yet she reaches out her hands to the needy. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. And in the New Testament, Paul writes this, that the godly woman is well reported for good works. If she has brought up children, if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. Simon Peter's mother-in-law served Jesus. Let us read our text carefully once more. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with the fever, and they told him about her at once. She had an issue, and she had a need. And what did they do? They went and they got Jesus. We can do that too, friends. We can go to the Lord, pray to the Father, and we can go and get Jesus. And he'll come. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them. This woman had the same spirit toward the Lord's anointed as the Shunammite woman in the days of Elisha. Now, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand, and so it will be. Whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." And we find Jesus in his ministry repeatedly returning to Capernaum, and Simon Peter's mother-in-law's house is called the house. And she did exactly the same thing that this notable Shunammite woman did for Elisha way back in the day. She had the same spirit as Martha, who welcomed Jesus into her house and busied herself with much serving. Is it any stretch to wonder if she may have been among those who followed Jesus to the bitter end? And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now, we don't know if Peter's mother-in-law might have been among them, but she may very well have been. Now, finally, our text says, and she served them. The Christian life, friends, is a life of service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our last passage this morning is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. And I'd like each of us, mothers and others, to challenge ourselves based upon the things that we hear and we read. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." And then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the service test. We are not saved by our works, but we are known by our works. Our fruits, our works, are the evidence of our faith. And I can just imagine this great woman, Simon Peter's mother-in-law. She's not even going to have to ask, "When did I see you hungry and feed you? When did I see you thirsty and give you a drink? When did I not take you in?" Because she did all these things. Friends, let us go and do likewise. Let us test our faith, whether it be genuine. For we are known by our works and our service. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this day, this appointed day, Mother's Day, when we can consider the blessings of our mothers, our grandmothers, our wives, all of the influential women and ladies in our lives. When we can take special time to do what we don't do enough and thank them for who they are. And Father, we know that all good things, all good gifts, come down from you, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation, a shadow of turning. And we thank you that our mothers, our special ladies, our wives, are your good gift to us. Lord, this day can be a bittersweet day for those of us who have lost our moms or grandmothers or some even our wives. May you bring peace upon the souls of us who fit into that category on this very day. But greater than this, that you might bring peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, to every soul this morning. If there are any here this morning, or in my hearing, listening by media, who do not have a relationship with you, the great God and Lord of the universe, the Lord of glory and the King of kings, through Jesus Christ, we invite you to pray after this manner as God's people. Quietly pray for you. I know that I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I don't want to go through this life alone. I need help. I need a Savior. And I thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, down to pay the penalty for my sins, that I might come to you in prayer, and to rise again, that I might know that there is a hope and a home in heaven for me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.